previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Exactly, 8:15 on Algoa FM.
Okay, so something very exciting in place. Only 2 days to go until the annual PE Model A Show. It's taking place, of course, on Saturday the 2nd and on Sunday the 3rd of July. So it is going to be a day filled with World War One and World War II plane displays, aerobatic displays, turbine jets. There's going to be food, refreshments, and so on. And it's a very, very exciting weekend all round. And this morning, who are we joined by, Charlton?
We are chatting to Brian Martin. Morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thanks. Good morning, Algo, and all Algo listeners. Thanks for this opportunity.
Brian, it's right up my alley, aviation and the model aircraft and the like. It's happening this weekend, correct, the 2nd and 3rd of July?
That is correct. It will be from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. on both days. It's a schedule in the morning, repeated in the afternoon, so if you were to miss the morning show, you wouldn't miss anything because you repeat it in the afternoon.
Brian, I'd imagine obviously a lot of space would be required. Where exactly would it be taking place?
We have our own airfield, model airfield out at St. Albans. Brockfontein is the actual title. And it's along the old Cape Road, turn right at Rocklands Road, and then follow the pointers from there. It will be pointers to the airfield.
Brian, no doubt it will be a spectacular display of aircraft. What will be available for the public to see?
Yeah, we have a number of different aircraft. The World War One, hopefully there will be a few of those. It's Newport 28, Newport 17, and a Blériot. So that goes right back to the beginning of aviation. And then World War II, there'll be Corsairs, Mustang, Thunderbolt, a couple of different World War II aircraft. And then from the civilian aircraft, we'll have general things like Cessnas, Piper Cubs, etc. And there'll be glider displays, powered gliders, electric powered gliders, as well as gliders being towed up. And we have some fun events, like provided the wind doesn't blow her away, we've got a flying witch.
A flying witch.
Yeah.
Don't be horrible, Brian. Don't call me that. Come
no
on.
Mother-in-law jokes.
No, <sorry. laughs>
Brian, you said a lot of models will be on display, but any models being demonstrated up in the air, in the sky?
Yeah. Those that I've mentioned, we hope to be able to demonstrate in the sky, and the turbine jets as well, which this year we've got an assortment, not just one. And previously we had a choice of one. Now we've got a choice of about four. So the turbine jet is always an attraction, and people will be told how they work by the commentator. So it's quite interesting. They are proper jet engines, turbine engines, running on jet fuel, Jet A1. So the sound is as per a full-size jet.
Brian, so, I mean, an air show that's obviously going to appeal to adults and children alike. I know you're saying you're going to be having air displays, but are you going to have any rides, perhaps?
Rides, per se, no, but we do cater for the children in the sense that there will be sweetie drops, little aircraft given out periodically for little events for the kids so that they can enjoy, especially for the kids. As far as rides go, these things are, let's just say, you have to learn to fly before, before you can actually do it. So we rather cautious as to who gets hold of the controls.
Well, we love that safety is being prioritized. What's the entry fee, Brian?
Entry fee for adults is R1, and for children it's R20. It's actually a great entertainment day or days. So for that, I don't even buy a hamburger for R30 these days.
Well, it's all happening this weekend. Thanks, Brian. The PE Model Aircraft Show, it happens at St. Albans, Italy.
I just wanted to find out, where do people get tickets? Do they just rock up at the air show and get tickets at the gate? Do they pre-book anywhere? How does it work?
No, they can just rock up and pay at the gate. I would just request people bring a chair or a blanket along, so that you can be more comfortable than standing all the time, because unfortunately there's limited seating as such. So bring a chair along, bring a blanket along, and make a little picnic of it. And we'd love to see everybody there.
Oh, thanks, Brian Martin from the Air Show, the Model Air Show coming up this weekend. Brian, thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.